very much relief, I think, from everybody, because we believe that we can be a really good team at this level this season. I believe in the squad that we've got, but ultimately that belief needs to be manifested in terms of results. And today, we got a reward for a really lot of hard work during pre-season, the early stages of this season. I'm really delighted for the players.
And that's what it was, wasn't it? It was a hard-fought win today.
Anytime you play West Brom, we had two games against them last year. We're incredibly tight. They're really a tough side to break down. They're a tough side to score against, a tough side to create chances against. And we saw all that today. They're very well drilled, organised, very physical. Overall, we've come out on top in a really tight game with a clean sheet. So it's been a really good afternoon.
A relief for the win, and no doubt delight for the goal scorer as well, because that's a long time coming for Callum Wilson.
Yeah, goes without saying. I think you can see by celebrations what it meant to him. It's been a long road, a really difficult injury for him. A really difficult time, as we have to remember, at that stage of Callum's career. He's probably the highest than he's ever been in scoring hat-tricks in the Premier League. And amazing, really, how quickly things can turn in football, from a massive high to a massive low and a long period out. And he's had to watch the team do well in the Premier League without him. But delighted to see him return, and delighted to see him score today. He really did need that.
What difference will that make to his confidence moving forward?
Well, I think it would do everything for him. Like, the team needs to win, strikers need to score, defenders need to keep clean sheets. I saw a real improvement in his overall performance today. I thought he was excellent. Take the goal aside, his work rate, his hold-up play was very good today. And the goal was really what he deserved.
Overall, the team performance was efficient, and you must be pleased with the way your team played today, and in particular to get that first 3 points on the board as well.
Well, first off, we were excellent without breaking them down, and without really stretching their goalkeeper as much as we would have liked. I thought Jack made a difference when he came on second half. Although we weren't as dominant with the ball, we probably created our best moments in the game during that period. And thankfully, the goal came when it did.
I'm glad you mentioned Jack Wiltshire. I did want to mention him myself. You gave him his debut in the second half. He almost had an immediate impact with that little tee off for the junior Stanislas opportunity.
Yeah, I thought he showed his real quality with the ball. Never looks flustered, never looks hurried, and he's got a creative eye. So I was really pleased with him. The plan was to play him for 30 minutes today. That was sort of how you want to go about. Football's never ideal, but he came on, he had a real impact and did very well.
Was the temptation ever there this week to play him? There's been so much media speculation in the build-up to this game about the sheer fact that he was here.
I've got to make sure that I do right by Jack and the team, and I just felt half an hour was probably, his limit today. We're building him up in terms of fitness and everything else behind the scenes, but we've got to do it in a careful way. We want to protect him and make sure that when he plays, he's able to produce his very best.
Was there glimpses from him today that you are absolutely convinced now that you have this quality player that can provide something really different for your team for the rest of the campaign?
There's never been a doubt that we've got that player. It's about getting him in the right positions, the team making him function, him making the team function, and also being at the best physical level that he can possibly be to justify his talent.
At Manchester City next week, did you have a chance to watch the Manchester Derby at lunchtime, or were you too busy preparing?
I watched it, but not with the mindset that I would if I was preparing a team for a game, because obviously my emotions and heart is with this game. But yeah, that's going to be a tough one. I think it's probably the best way to put it.